What up, Primers? JC here. Can't get enough of Footy Prime the podcast? Why not head over to Footy Prime's YouTube? Head to youtube.com/footyprime for exclusive video content. Then make your way over to wearefootyprime.com for all things Footy Prime, including our official gear from Admiral and our One Ball Gin from Nickel 9 Distillery. And make sure to follow and subscribe across all platforms, from Twitter to Instagram to Facebook to TikTok. Footy Prime has got you covered for all things footy. Thanks so much for listening, and back to the show.
Oi, the boys and girls on Footy Prime on occasion are known to use vulgarities and frankly appalling language, and sometimes the tales can get quite adult in nature. So keep the volume down if there are kiddies around, and thank you for listening.
Oh, let's go!
Booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started.
Booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started. You know that we are the number one show. So grab your fucking mitts and now it's time to go. Cause it's the
booty booty.
It's time to get this party started. It's the
booty booty.
It's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor, Andy, Jimmy, JC. All we know and all we talk about is
booty booty.
It's time to get this party started tonight.
You're listening to FP Presents White Caps, Three Questions. Footy Prime, your almost daily footy fix.
Well, hello there, football fans, and welcome to another MLS podcast. This time it is Whitecaps, Three Questions, with myself, James Sharman, with Craig Forrest here, and the expert, the man knows all things Vancouver Whitecaps, Asa Raymond, play-by-play voice for the Whitecaps radio broadcast on AM 730 in Vancouver, and sports anchor for Global BC. Asa, welcome back to Footy Prime.
Yeah, thanks so much. Pleasure to be here and looking forward to chat some Whitecaps ahead of an exciting season for the Vancouver Whitecaps. So, pleasure to be on with you guys and hope to do a few more of these, James.
Yeah. And what do you think, Asa, about the Vancouver Whitecaps and this season?
Let's get right into it, Craig. Okay.
I want to talk about these guys. They're my favorite team of all time, why I got into the game, you know, okay, with the old NESL Vancouver Whitecaps and not. But how do they look right now? What do you think going into the new season? And is Vanny on firm ground?
Oh, it's a lot to unpack there, Craig.
How about we go to the three questions first and then go one, two, three?
Just get all three questions in.
Yeah.
As far as the outlook for the Vancouver Whitecaps, I think this is a team that historically maybe doesn't get the recognition across North America that they should, especially in the last couple of years under Vanni Sartini. They've performed very well. I think expectations might have been low by some coming into last year. They proved critics wrong by making the playoffs, winning the Canadian Championship, and I think they've clearly shown that they're the best team. Best MLS team in Canada right now. Consistent play throughout last season. And Vanni Sartini is a big reason why. He has the team buying in. And as you know, Craig, that's probably the most important thing when it comes to a manager. Tactics and everything aside, you have to have belief and buy-in. And that's exactly what this team has right now. And a great spine as well. And that has carried over from last few years, actually. When you look at Ryan Gault, one of the best at what he does in the league. And then Andre Kubas as well, maybe the best number six, like defensive midfielder in MLS. So that spine is intact. Ranko Veselinovic in the back as well, I think, has really come on. So they're great right down the middle. And then Brian White buried the ball as well as anybody last year. So he's a bright spot as well going forward. And you love to see that consistency coming in to this year. So I think the expectations are definitely to make the playoffs and then go a little bit further than they have in the last few years as well. So I think, the expectations are high, optimism as well going into this season. But you look at some of the pieces that they don't have returning, that they added it towards the end of the last year, Richie Larea and Junior Hoylett as well. Maybe didn't get to what they anticipated from those two players when they were added. So you got guys like Tamir Krylak coming in, Fafa Pico as well, maybe to provide a spark going forward. Maybe another player or two as well to add to that attacking front three that they like to play with. So we'll see if they make any more moves. But I think the team is pretty excited going into this year.
Well, I mean, let's start off with this first question, right? Regarding Vanni Sartini, and we love this guy. He's such a character. He's done a really good job there. Has got a 6-match ban to start the campaign. How solid is the ground he's standing on right now within Vancouver. I know the fans probably love him, right? But he is such a tumultuous figure, right? So emotional. These guys don't always last that long in Football Management.
Mm-hmm. So how solid is Grant? I say it's as solid as the gold that is part of the new Whitecaps kits that were unveiled this week for the 50-year anniversary. So solid gold right now. But as you know, with managers, it changes after a string of defeats. And that goes for any manager. But you look at what Vanni Sartini has done. I think that the club is very happy with where they're at. That consistency, that brand of football, the identity is very clear. I heard you guys talking in one of the other podcasts about Manchester United, not really knowing their identity. I think the identity for the Whitecaps right now is very clear. They're going to be a team that presses high, that causes turnovers, and then creates opportunities off of those mistakes that they force on the other team. And it's going to go through Ryan Gold, as we've seen. And it's very clear how this team wants to play. And that's because of what Vanni Sartini has instilled here. And I think that I talked about it earlier. The buy-in is big with this group. So they're playing for him. They love him. And then he's earned those championships as well. The two Canadian championships. I think the resume is looking pretty good. And like with every manager, you know, they can get on the hot seat, and that's a pub conversation that's come up when the results haven't gone his way. And I always sort of ask the question and wonder, you know, what's the alternative? Because the Whitecaps have invested already in Vanni Sartini. He's grown as a manager. And I think that when you look around the league, he's probably one of the best, most coveted managers in the league in MLS at the moment.
Have you got one of those $215 jerseys yet?
No, well, I'm assuming it's real gold in the jerseys. If you're asking $215, right?
Oh yeah, get one for the whole family.
Ace is he works. You know, he's a play-by-play guy. He gets free ones. He gets them shipped to his house. You know, buckets of them, hey, eh? For your family, yeah, and your friends. I'm sure. They are nice looking shirts, though. They look beautiful, though.
They look really nice. I think they're winning that at least before the season starts. I think they're up there with the top kits that were unveiled.
They are.
Let me ask you this. Richie Larea is obviously, he's left the club for the time being, at least. It's a very complicated situation. I'm sure the fans loved him there, because I don't know how you can't love Richie Larea with the effort he puts in. Is there a good chance he ends back at Vancouver before the end of the season?
It's not looking likely right now, James. And that's kind of been the case for the last couple of months, as people are poking and prodding to see what the status is there. And yeah, it's not looking likely that he will be rejoining the Vancouver Whitecaps. And it's too bad, because I think we just saw glimpses of what he can add to this team. And especially with the way they play, the back three and those wide wing backs that like to get involved in the attack, I think it was a perfect fit for him. But it just didn't really, I guess, work out in the end for a long-term deal here with the Vancouver Whitecaps. And that's a position now that they're looking for other players to step up and step into. I think Ryan Raposo has proven that he's a very good, capable wing back. And through the two games against Tigres, I think he showed very well. I think the Whitecaps overall had three good halves in those in the two legs. And Raposo showed really well. I think he's got good spark, good upside. And Vanni Sartini has vouched for him as well, basically saying this guy should be on Canada's radar, should be getting minutes with the national team. And through those two games, curious to hear what you guys thought about it, because I thought he looked really good against Tigres, and I'm excited to see him get more minutes here with the Vancouver Whitecaps this season.
Do you know how hard the Whitecaps were pushing to keep Richie Larea? Was it they wanted him, but the finances, Nottingham Forest come in, they didn't like the situation? Yeah. Do you know the details?
Yeah, Craig, I do know that they were looking into it, but financially didn't work out on the Forest side of things. I understand as well that Richie Larea was into the idea as well, but as you know, the contract's complicated in this sort of situation. So that's essentially why things broke down there.
Any surprise that Hoyler also left? He's off to Aberdeen, of course.
Yeah, Hoyler's an interesting one too. I think that it was a... I don't know what was really anticipated or expected from Hoylett here. I don't know if he really fit in either with the way that they play, the tempo that the Whitecaps play. You see the skill and the quality on the ball. And I have always wanted to see him out there, because you could see that technically he was on another level. It just didn't always translate on the pitch to, you know, goal contributions the way you'd like for a player of his caliber.
Do you think his age got to him a little bit? Is he slowing down?
Yeah, that's a tough one because as you know, as you play, you never want to admit that you know, you slow down a little bit. But it's a good point, Craig, especially in an attacking position as a forward where things move quickly. Yeah, maybe he just wasn't able to make the anticipate the runs or move as quickly and get involved in the attack as much as he would have liked, as we've seen in the past from Junior Hoilett. But yeah, again, technically, just so good at you're getting around people, scoring, finishing. So it would have been really nice to see him here for a little bit longer. Yeah, just didn't work out. But I do think that that's an area of the park where the Whitecaps would like to improve or get a few more options there. They brought in Fafa Pico and Demir Krylak, who's 34 and 32 years old. So those guys, you know, on the other side of 30 as well. So we'll see how much they have left in the tank. But through those matches against Tigres, positive signs, especially from Fafa Pico with his energy, ability to start the attack for the Whitecaps, and look really good in transition as well. So that could be a nice piece for them going forward. And then Krylak, calm when it comes to finishing as well. A guy can score goals. So some good depth pieces, and maybe that'll help us forget about the few months that Junior Hoilett was here.
My third question, which is a big one and maybe the most important one, is around Ryan Gold, who might be the biggest signing in the offseason because he re-upped. He's there for the long term. Is he the top player in Canadian soccer at the moment?
The top player playing in Canada at the moment, I'd have to say so. And that's mostly because he's been the most productive. We have some big names here in Sydney with Toronto, but as far as production over the last few years, what he's done, what he's meant to the Vancouver Whitecaps, he has to be the top player in this country. I think he's one of the best players in MLS, and we're fortunate enough to see him every week. But what he does, not just in the attacking third with his goal contributions, defensively as well, and basically doing whatever the manager asks of him, he tracks back, covers space, is able to apply that high press, wins challenges, and then he can finish, set people up, always looking for Brian White and usually connecting on those as well. He's a very special player. So you're right. Probably the biggest signing for the Vancouver Whitecaps is locking him up here. He likes it here as well. And that is really important. And I think you have a trickle-down effect to other key players of this team. That's the other thing, yeah. He really brings the best out of everybody. And you see it on the pitch. I think Ali Ahmed mentioned it early on when he's first called up with the Vancouver Whitecaps. You just saw the work rate from Ryan Gold. And every young player, and the Whitecaps have a lot of young players that they want to get minutes, they want to move up on the roster in the team with the club. His style of play, his work rate, training is really infectious, and he demands that of everybody that's on the pitch with him. So it comes to training and then on the field as well. Pedro Vites and other players really stepped up over the last couple of years, and I think that has to be from because of the influence of Ryan Gold, but also Andres Cubas, who plays it a similar way, just a different position.
Yeah, we were chatting with Paul Dolan on another podcast about Gold, and he was saying about the same things as well, that you couldn't ask more from a designated player. His work rate is tracking back, which is so, so important with the young players and their development to see how it actually is done. And if somebody that is getting paid as well as he is, his work ethic is up there with the best, everybody else is going to follow. And I think that was part of the problem with Toronto FC, is that you didn't really have that from the two designated players, not on the same level. So good news and great to get him back with Vancouver.
I
was going to say that's a great point, because that's one of the things that I think is really important, especially with Vanni Sartini's side. But going back to when you guys were talking about United in a previous podcast, I'm just plugging your other episodes for people to go listen.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. That culture, that identity, that style of play is very important, because if you don't have the whole team buying in, it doesn't matter what the tactics are, right? If people aren't buying it, it won't work. So you have Ryan Gold with that work rate, Andres Cubas as well, playing right to the final whistle. You see guys like Ali Ahmed come in. Ryan Raposo as well puts in work all these kids that are coming up, coming through. You just see all of them elevate their game. So it is very important that they play a certain way, and they've done it. And that's a big reason for the Whitecaps' success.
In a city that obviously the Canucks are just bossing the NHL right now, I'm sure getting on most of the press, sporting press, does Ryan Gold get much love from the general sports fan out west?
Yeah, fair question. I think he's one that even here in Vancouver, we don't appreciate enough. And maybe that's a big reason why that you're right. The Canucks get the majority of the attention. The footy fans here, the soccer fans that are going to every match, they are definitely aware of how good Ryan Gold and Hunter Kubas is as well. They know that he's an important piece. He's a special player. I just don't know if the general public is really caught on to how good Ryan Gold is. And maybe part of it is because he's not a big flashy name. And his style of play isn't always flashy as well. Even though he provides these assists and scores the goals, it isn't as flashy as some of the other players in the league, even in Bernadeschi and Insigne. Their highlights, you know, or Javinko that was there before, like they've got these special highlights. You look at, you bring up Ryan Gold's highlight reel, and it's they're dot shots and, you know, the kind of breakaways that he's burying. It makes it look so easy. So, he doesn't have these highlight reel goals, but he puts in work and he keeps getting it done. Helps the team get results.
One of the people that we thought that he wasn't on the radar, and that was John Carver, former Toronto FC coach and assistant with Scotland. He didn't really seem to know an awful lot about him, which could actually be very good for Canada down the road. Is there a chance that Gold would be up to play for Canada and show up and end up being playing for Canada during 26 World Cup?
That's a good question. It's one that we present to him, kind of mention it to him off camera, try to get a result, and usually kind of smirk, grins it off. And that's basically how he's approached it so far. But it is an interesting conversation, especially the longer, you know, things go on where he doesn't get that call up. Because he'd be a special player to add to this group and this very good Canada group right now.
Is he holding out for a Scottish call up? Do you think?
I think that's always been a dream for sure. I can say that definitely. Yeah,
Ryan is, you know, you're in the late 20s now, mate. It's time to make a choice.
Is that the campaign? Are we going to start the campaign here?
Ryan, it's time to make a choice. That's going to be the campaign. Okay. I wrote about this and I forget the numbers because I did some research, believe it or not, into how long it takes to become a citizen of Canada and how many days you must be here. And he could easily accomplish it, if not already, by 2026. So
they can send that to him. Hand it over to me. I'll hand it to him.
Okay.
They can rush that through. They can rush it.
I bet they can.
It's been done before. I think, in fact, it was done for Frank Yella to play for Canada as well. He had already spent a certain amount of time when he was younger in Canada, but not the amount of time that he would need to legally get his citizenship. But to get him to play for Canada, a few calls were made to Ottawa, and it was done.
Let's do it. I mean, for Christ's sakes, Justin. Come on. I mean, this is Ryan Gold. He would, if not walk into the starting 11, that might be a bit of a stretch walking in, but he'd be a very important squad member.
Yeah, I know, for sure.
He's that good. And the leadership he brings, that team needs.
I was going to say, like, that's probably the biggest thing. When you look at, where the men's national team is right now, the leadership would be big. And, there's a lot of talent on that team, obviously. But, a player of Gold's quality and, the leadership that he brings, the style of play he brings would be huge.
What up, Primers? It's JC, that guy. Don't miss a second of Premier League action only on FuboTV. Subscribe at FuboTV.com/FootyPrime. With Serie A, League One, and One Soccer 2, you can get it all at FuboTV.com/FootyPrime. Now, back to the show.
Is Russell Tybert, he's done? He's gone? He's going to leave? He's no longer ever part of Vancouver again?
That's a tough one. I've talked about this with a few friends. I haven't heard anything from Russell or the club at the moment, but he's had a very good career with the Vancouver Whitecaps. And you look at everything he's accomplished, the Canadian championships, and he's one of these players that you look back on. The amount of minutes, the yards that he's traveled with this club. You hope that the fans really endorse and appreciate what he's done for this team, because he's a good guy, a player that's done a lot for this team, and if he is done, I hope that, yeah, we can celebrate a great career that he had with the Vancouver Whitecaps.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so overall, listen, really good team. And Doley actually said that he considers Vancouver a dark horse for MLS Cup this year. He thinks they're that good. Is that something you buy into as well?
Yeah, I think so. Health, obviously, always important. But the starting 11, very strong. And they'll be looking for some players to take a step as well if they want to be that team that, you know, really makes a run. Because as we've seen, yeah, pretty good through the regular season, a team that should make the playoffs. They have enough quality to do that. But when it comes to the playoffs, now you have teams of the ilk of LAFC where it's just a little bit tougher, right? And especially, yeah, trying to get those results and games that matter where they're playing their absolute best. It is tough. So the Whitecaps will need a few players, I think, to take that jump, elevate their game to the next level. Ali Ahmed, when he's healthy, I think can be a special piece for the Vancouver Whitecaps going forward. And it might be bringing in another player as well that can bolster this roster. But yeah, the spine strong, as I mentioned off the top, and a tough team to play against, home or away. So I think that they're a team that can at least progress past the first round of the MLS playoffs. And one thing that they noted from last year in particular is that the regular season indeed matters when it comes to seeding and, you know, avoiding a team like LAFC in the first round.
That's a very good point, because I thought the same when they went into the playoffs. I was even talking to coach Nick Dazovich, who's part of the Whitecaps system, and thought that they had the potential to go very far. And it was disappointing, although Max Crapo actually played quite well, didn't he? Against his old club for LAFC, and unfortunately they didn't get through that.
Yeah, and that's just like LAFC's very strong team, as you mentioned, and probably got better as well with the players that they brought in. So that's going to be tough. But yeah, the regular season matters, because if you can avoid that, you at least get a bit of momentum. And yeah, being in Canada, you see it in the hockey playoffs all the time. First round's the toughest. You get out of that first round and you have something to kind of build off of. You got that momentum going into the next rounds, and then it, you know, maybe the fixtures kind of work out in your favor as well. But avoiding that first that tough opponent in the first round is important.
It's a tough league when you look at it that way. You know, you got the playoff system. There's so many teams make the playoffs. You really do need to go in there playing well. What you're doing when you're reaching the playoffs, have you got some momentum? Have you got the healthy squad, all these different things? And then it turns into basically an FA Cup competition. So
that's exactly it. And Craig, like taking back a little bit further as well, those games just before the playoffs can be tough to manage as well. Either you're fighting to get in or you're trying to rest a little bit. Like those are tricky fixtures as well. And these managers obviously looking in, yeah, well in advance of like what's coming up next and trying to balance the rosters and everything. So it gets really tough at that time of year to kind of, yeah, go in on a high note, to be firing on all cylinders, and then, yeah, carry it into the playoffs and perform well.
Well, listen, you know, I think Montreal potentially could surprise. TFC will not surprise. I think Vancouver is flying the flag for Canada this year in MLS. If you're going to pick one team to do some damage, it has to be them, right?
Yeah, I think that they've proven that, but I'm surprised to hear you say that you're that down on TFC. You just feel it's a rebuilding year, James?
A decade, maybe. Yeah, a rebuilding decade. No, listen, we chatted with John Molinaro and Jimmy Brennan about TFC in TFC Three Questions, and it's an interesting one. Not to upset the Vancouver fans by talking TFC here, but
yeah,
I suspect I've seen enough from the dynamic of that team to think that they can't turn it around. They haven't got that mentality. Even with John Herbin there, they need changes. That being said, there's a quality there. If Insigne and Bernardeschi play like we know they can they be formidable? Probably. Just we haven't seen any evidence of that yet. That's the point.
Yeah. And to bring it back to the Caps, then that's, I think, been the strongest point of this club is the identity, and the top end talent is really good in Ryan Gault and Andre Kubas, and they just instill that style of play. So, I think they are flying the flag here in Canada, and going into the playoffs is not enough. I think Vanni Sartini has said that as well, that they want to make a serious push for the Cup. And that's why I wouldn't be surprised to see them make another addition here. So a good team going into the playoffs and hopefully get into the playoffs first. We haven't even started the season yet.
Yeah, exactly. But hey, listen, exciting season ahead of us for sure. And I'm sure Vancouver is ready for it because the Canucks will be crashing out at some point in the playoffs, right? And then the Whitecaps will take over.
They're not the Leafs. Come on. We can make a Canucks can make a bit of a run here, no?
At least we can sign our star players. Sorry, that was a bit cruel. I'm a big Canucks supporter. Hey, so thank you so much, mate. I really enjoyed this. We'll do it as much as you possibly can. There's definitely an audience and a thirst for more Whitecaps coverage on Footy Prime because we know that because they tell us all the time, don't they, Greg?
There you go.
which is fine. It's great.
It's great. No, it's
thanks
good.
For doing this.
Yeah, thanks, anything, guys. Have a good one.
Anything you want to promote here, Acer? How can people get hold of you?
No, I think this has been great.
He doesn't want anybody hold of them.
What am I trying to sell here? I got nothing. No. Just come tune into Footy Prime and we'll chat some Whitecaps.
There we go. There's a way to see. You're a salesman. Attaboy.
Yeah, I've got a podcast coming out as well. Storytelling podcast. That's what you're looking for.
Yes.
A little bit early on the release, but yeah, you pulled it out of me. Actually spoke to Craig Forrest as one of the interviews. So we're doing a story on the three Coquitlam keepers, Paul Dolan, Pat Onstad, Craig Forrest, all played out of the same sort of Coquitlam Metro Ford. So that's a cool story. The first episode, though, is going to be on the Vancouver 86ers 46-match unbeaten run between the years of 88 and 89. That's 1988 and 1989, a long time ago. Special team, though, some great players there. So that'll be the first episode and be a part of an 8-episode series. And looking forward to kind of putting that out there. So we'll continue to talk about that and promote that as we get closer to that launch.
Coquitlam Metro Ford is 40th anniversary coming up.
Oh, perfect timing.
Yeah, yeah. Me and Paul Dolan, not so much Pat Onstad, we started before they amalgamated a whole bunch of clubs, Blue Mountain, Bel Air. I think there was Cape Horn as well. Dolly played for Bel Air Celtic. I played for Bel Air City the year underneath him. And then Coquitlam Metro Ford was established, and I think I played 1 year there or so. But yeah, a lot of people in the hotbed of Coquitlam came through that system.
Yeah, and continue to come out of that system as well. It's a strong club here, James.
Yeah, I mean, that goalkeeping royalty there, Canadian circles, holy crap.
That was wild. Yeah, so Dolly, Forrest, and Pat Allstead, all within a year of each other, the three of you, and all sort of in that same system, which would not have been fun for any of the other youth teams to play against, I'm sure.
And look, this is legends now, the broadcasting industry as well. Thank you so much, mate. Brilliant job. And have fun this weekend, and we'll chat to you hopefully next week.
All right, cheers, boys. Thank you.
This episode of Footy Prime has been brought to you by Fubo TV and by Tony Beck. Make sure to subscribe to Footy Prime wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on Twitter at @footy_prime and on Instagram at @footyprimeig.
Should I put my glasses on as well?
It's fun, no, gang.
Are those the progressives or what was it that...
These are the regular ones. These regular reading ones.
What up, Primers? JC here. Can't get enough of Footy Prime the podcast? Why not head over to Footy Prime's YouTube? Head to youtube.com/footyprime for exclusive video content. Then make your way over to wearefootyprime.com for all things Footy Prime, including our official gear from Admiral and our One Ball Gin from Nickel 9 Distillery. And make sure to follow and subscribe across all platforms from Twitter to Instagram to Facebook to TikTok. Footy Prime has got you covered for all things footy. Thanks so much for listening and back to the show. Show.